This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Are you a bartender that dreads the phrase, "Hey, can you put the game on?" At Sports on What, we understand your pain and we're here to help. Over the air, satellite, cable, or streaming, Sports on What knows what channel the game is on and you can too. Follow your favorite teams, set alerts, and filter by provider to get the results you need. Stop wasting time searching and never miss kickoff again. Just download the Sports on What app and you'll always know how to watch the game. Available for Android and iOS. Start your 7-day free trial when you download Sports on What and subscribe today.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ting.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ting.
Well, as you might know, there's a little bit of basketball going on today, which means, our boy Ted Smith is fallen ill.
Stricken by the fever.
Stricken by the fever. And it has nothing to do with the fact that Maryland played basketball at Climate Pledge Arena earlier today.
I liked his comment yesterday. Dude, you ever made a reservation at a bar at 9:15 a.m.? I'm like,
no. No, I've never done that, man.
No, never have.
I didn't think that you needed to make a reservation at a bar at 9:15 a.m.
I didn't either. Generally speaking, you wouldn't, but I guess, look, Ted will do his research on this kind of thing.
Of course.
Because, it's the tourney and all this kind of thing. So he found a bar he wanted to go to. He called them. They basically said, look, man, we're going to get packed. So Ted made a reservation, 9:15 a.m.
He's been working on this since Monday.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact. I also assume that, yes, this time of year, wherever it is that you're going, there's some people that are playing hooky out there, and they're going to...
This is the time of year where I think it's the biggest hooky time of year.
No, it's the number one date for vasectomies.
Yeah.
Absolutely is. It absolutely
For a reason.
Is. So, instead of talking about basketball, let's talk about everybody's favorite, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Yay!
It was mentioned earlier this week on this program that she has a new movie that is coming out with Timothée Chalamet.
Yeah.
It's, it is replete with a lot of sex scenes. She is making sure that everybody knows that she has a lot of sex scenes with the new hotness, Timothée Chalamet.
He was the guy from the Bob Dylan movie, right?
Bob Dylan. Okay. He was
Dune,
Wonka.
Wonka.
Dune, you're absolutely right.
He's having a good run right now.
He's having a great run right now.
And doing a very good job. And all the movies that I've seen so far, and as a side note, saw him on SNL, I thought he was great.
And dating a Kardashian, right?
Is he? No.
No.
Oh, no, he might be. A Jenner, yeah.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah,
same thing.
Kylie Jenner, that's
same,
right.
Same world.
So, Gwyneth Paltrow, no stranger to to filming sex scenes. However, things have changed since her days of filming the sex scenes. Let's see here. In a new interview with Vanity Fair, it includes a buzzy bit about filming love scenes with Timothée Chalamet for the upcoming film Marty Supreme, which will be that film. She says, quote, "I mean, we have a lot of sex in this movie. There's a lot. a lot. She really wants everybody to know that she's nailing Timothy Chalamet here. However, the 52-year-old said that it was her first time filming a sex scene under Hollywood's relatively new protocol of using an intimacy coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
She largely waved off the assistance. However, the 29-year-old Chalamet was on board with it.
Of course, because Gwyneth is like, I'm looking at Timothy Chalamet. So she wants to be as quote-unquote intimate as you can. And I'm not saying that as a joke, but very handsy, and a lot of her roles have been that. And I think for him, who's much younger, it's like, hey, I haven't done a lot of
love
scenes.
He's half her age.
And also when I do them, because I'm still acting.
Right.
I would say this. Look, it's like intimacy. There's a reason that word is there. So with two people, you kind of work on that and you figure it out and you talk to each other.
Absolutely.
If you're acting, it should be the same. In other words, like, if you're going to have sex with your wife tonight, Mike.
Of course. Right?
You get home, Friday night, let's have fun.
Hey, baby, I'm going to touch you.
I'm not going to blow the door open like Kramer.
I'm going to touch you.
Wait a minute. I am your intimacy coordinator. Steve, your birthday is tomorrow, so I know you're having sex. I'm not going to break in right before and go like, wait a minute.
Hang on.
Let me figure out some crazy stuff.
Then ignore my text.
For your 56th birthday.
And that's what she's saying. There is now something called an intimacy coordinator, which I didn't know existed, says Paltrow. At one point, the coordinator asked her about her comfort level with a certain move. She says, I was like, girl, I'm from the era where you get naked, you get in bed, the camera's on. She recalls when we said, I think we're good. You can step back just a little bit.
Hey, maybe the best thing she said in 10 years.
I don't disagree with her, but I think the flip side is that the actor you're with would prefer them there do it. But also, you got to remember one thing about her, and this is not a dig at her. This is just her truth. She was born a Hollywood royalty. She's never had to do anything other than what this is. So to move ahead, you do the scenes you do.
Right.
You know, her mom was a very significant actor. Her dad was a significant producer, I believe. So her introduction to acting, I think, is different for a lot of people. Where like, and look, I think she's a very good actress. I do not enjoy her as a human being.
Yeah.
She's just a little pretentious for my blood.
I agree.
But I think she's a very good actress. But it's like, look, you're coming from a different mold. Most people aren't born rich and then followed directly in their parents' footsteps. And the people that do, generally, we find, are not very efficient at the thing they do.
Well, right?
So I don't have this attitude about it. It's like, look, things change, man.
I understand the attitude about it, though, because when it comes to the world of acting, you are living a life that is not yours. You're pretending to be somebody that you're not. And if I guarantee you 90% of the actors that are in Hollywood right now, they were theater kids at one point, and there's intimate scenes on granted.
Sure.
Not to the level of sex scene
well,
that we
yeah,
have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they all understand that you are going to be doing things that you wouldn't normally do with somebody else. There are actors that play a different sexuality that they are. There are actors that get intimate with somebody that they wouldn't normally get intimate with. And you have to pretend to be that person.
But
so
I think a lot
when
of
you get into the world of acting, like you're going to have to do these scenes that you're intimate with, or you need to be off the project at that point. So if you've got a, they're going to touch you like this. Of course they are. This is an intimate scene.
Yeah, it's an intimate scene. I don't disagree with you, but you know one of the truths is in this country, everyone's raised to be a prude to a degree. You know,
okay.
Everything, you know, boobs are bad. Everything's bad. Anything that's sex, if you're not my market. So part of it, if you're just from the U.S., even though you are acting, it's been beaten in your head since birth that, you know, anything like this is kind of bad. So I think even when you're acting, there's certain things to relinquish from your brain that's been beaten into. So, yes, sure. You can. And look, if you play a serial killer, that's fine. You know you're not actually killing someone.
Correct.
And there will be special effects to add the blood splattering on the wall if you're chopping them.
That's not blood.
But you're not really doing anything. But in this country, we've made sex or intimacy or whatever so taboo or so weird. I think
more personal is what I would put it.
Okay, personal. But even if you're super open to it, you know, there's just these things built into your head. I think in a lot of other countries, they're like, we don't need an intimacy coordinator.
No.
We know what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
You know, but who knows?
Let's switch gears here. There's a lot of things that are being renamed, and let's take our way over to Nashville, where they're trying to rename something else. A grassroots effort is underway to rename Nashville International Airport, which is currently BNA, after legendary Tennessee singer Dolly Parton.
All right.
The push comes after the state legislature considered a bill to rename BNA after, two Tennessee residents started an online petition in hopes of Dolly Parton being considered. She really represents the best of what Nashvillians and Tennesseans can be. There's no other person that could bring us all together that makes us all feel proud.
I agree.
I kinda
you have
like
to
it.
Wait till someone's dead. I know they do, like, there's certain things where you have to be dead.
Right, you got JFK Airport.
They do it. and with Dolly Parton, and I'm being stupid, but I think it's also apropos based on what she's done. So you could say there's gate A, B, C, D, double D.
Yeah.
E, right, because she's always been known for. I mean, if you're going to do Dolly Parton Airport, I think you go for it.
You were at gate DD 30.
You're not even close on Cupside.
No.
And you're not even remotely close.
And no, you don't have to wait till they're dead, because don't we have a Bush International down there in Texas?
Yeah, we do. We do.
So, yeah. I say we do it.
I would love that. I think it's cool. It's a great honor.
She is so universally loved.
Well, wait.
That this would not be an issue.
Bush is the dad. So he is passed.
But he was alive before he
died. He was alive. Yes, correct.
I would say he was alive before he died. True of all people. He was alive before they...
John Wayne down in LA. Right?
Isn't there a Reagan International as well?
In D.C.
In D.C. Was that name before or after he passed?
You know, I hope after, because he kind of
fired all their traffic controllers
for a ride. So he's the last person that should have that honor, to be honest with you. No disrespect to Reagan as a president, but that was one thing that he should not be representing.
He just cut.
That was the one thing.
DC. Yeah.
Like, you know, like if he wants to have his own.
To a library, museum, anything.
If he wants to have a Bobo chimp rescue, that's fine, but not an airport.
Yeah.
So are there any non-presidential airports? Because you got JFK, you got O'Hare, yeah.
Logan,
that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean typically it's someone that was significant to the airport.
Is LaGuardia named after a dude?
It is named after someone.
Because LaGuardia is not just a name you pull out of your fanny.
I think it was maybe a former mayor of New York City or something like that. But yeah, it was someone significant.
Okay.
Meanwhile, a man named Harry Balls, the governor of Indiana for four consecutive terms.
His name was Harry Balls.
His name was Harry Balls.
He's a mayor.
It was B-A-A-L-S, all right? And this guy, this is true, okay? So he was a very significant presence for whatever Indianapolis and or the state of Indiana can enjoy today. He was one of the people instrumental in making these, whether it's infrastructure, who knows. So about 10 years ago, his family is still there. I believe it was the city of Indianapolis, and I'm not making this up. They wanted to dedicate a new municipal or civic building to him, and it would have been called the Harry Ball Center. Okay.
That's great.
Yeah. But again, this is truly in honor of the man whose name was Harry Balls, who was a significant person there, but... The people even, and we know the people voted on it because of the name. The family was supportive, and the family said, look, we...
Did they actually like him? Did, like, the people actually
people
like him?
People did like him because of the legacy he left. The family was even like, we know why people want to name it this, but in the end, it's an honor for my father. But in spite of the vote they took, the city was like, we're not going to do it, and we're not doing it because of the name.
He was a mayor of Fort Wayne. So they wanted to have the Harry Balls...
Fort Wayne. True,
government center.
Yeah.
So they rejected that, but now they have the Harry Balls Citizen Square.
That's worse.
Because you can play vegetation.
The Harry Balls Citizenship Square.
Citizens.
Just name the building. My God.
He has two children, Marcel Balls and Don Balls.
Oh my God, that's great!
He died of a kidney infection.
So, staying along that level right there, the whole thing that spurred this, think about it, what you will, is that we have a new name for something this year. We have the Gulf of America, recently named after the Gulf of Florida. However, there's a legislator in Florida that just wants to keep that energy. So, let's see here, Florida representative.
Not Gulf of Florida, Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, thank you. The Gulf of Mexico is now the Gulf of America. Thank you.
Which represents the entire Western Hemisphere.
So Florida Representative Anna Escamani, I hope I'm saying that right, she just wants to keep that energy. And so she announced that she has filed an amendment to rename the Gulf of Mexico, along with other landmarks, after places in Star Wars.
Oh, all right.
Star Wars. Miles, do you have any Star Wars music for me here right now?
Is this happy Star Wars?
This is happy Star Wars. This is good. You know, you got a handful of different Star Wars out there, so let's see what we got here. So... The Gulf of America, she decrees, will be renamed the Gulf of Endor.
All right.
Which, when you think about Florida, it's not too far off from Endor. You got the forest areas out there. It's a little bit swampy.
You defend the Ewoks, who I don't like.
I do.
Do you think the Ewoks would be in Florida?
Yes. It's too cold up here, man. Okay. It's too much.
Ewoks, Florida people.
The Mississippi River, they say, will be renamed... Dagobah Current.
Okay.
You know what?
Yeah. Okay.
Especially the farther south again. It's a swamp. That's where Yoda was. Right.
Exactly.
Other than the Jar Jar Binks movie.
One thing Star Wars has not done, which they did in the early comic books, was do a lot of stuff on water.
Yes.
So they really have only addressed water once. Like, no one's almost drowned. They never have a scene where, like, they're in a...
Right.
Like, they
other than the trash compactor, but that's about it.
They're desert and snow. Right. And tropical forest.
Exactly. The Grand Canyon. Any ideas what they're going to call the Grand Canyon? It is this big old chasm of miles.
Sorry,
Montgomery.
Like, go ahead.
You nailed it.
Oh, did I?
You nailed it.
Oh, where were you guessing?
Princess Leia.
Oh, no. I think you meant Carrie Fisher.
Princess Leia.
No, Steve, you nailed it.
Snow.
She wants to rename the Grand Canyon the Sarlacc Pit.
All right.
We need to install some tines or some teeth inside of the canyon there if we're going to do that, though. The Florida Everglades wants to change it to the Naboo Marshlands.
I'd have gone Dagobah on that, man. Sorry, Star Wars nerd coming out.
Okay, yeah,
that's
okay.
That's a Yoda thing.
The Great Lakes, Moncala Seas.
Is that back to Jar Jar Binks?
I'm not sure.
That may have been the later movie.
Moncala, Moncala.
Yeah.
Which I know that that's
a game.
I realize
that like later Luke was on a cliff, but that's not really like a river.
Exactly. Las Vegas. They want to call it Mos Eisley.
Yeah, that is a good name.
Isn't that where they found Han Solo?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would rename Third Avenue in downtown Seattle Mos Eisley.
That cantina bar.
You'll never find a place with more scum and villainy.
Exactly.
Yes. Alaska.
Hoth.
You nailed it. It's Hoth. I agree with that. I want Alaska to be renamed Hoth.
You thought it smelled bad on the outside.
Oh, God. Washington, D.C.
Hold on.
The evil empire.
No, hang on. It's kill me. It's not Alderaan. Coruscant.
You're very close, both of you. It's the Galactic Senate is what
damn
it's going
it.
To be.
Oh, it should be this one.
Oh, my God. And then the last one, I-4 down there in Florida. It's very simple. You can make it in 12 parsecs.
Kessel Run.
The Kessel Run.
All right.
There we go.
The Kessel Run. There you go. So that's what she's wanting to rename a handful of things down there.
Yeah, why not? Who cares?
You asked for it. You voted for it.
Let's do it.
Here it is. We're just going to change
names. Let's have
names
some fun. Names are just names, man. So just have some fun with
the
names.
The place doesn't change.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Switching gears here a little bit more in my realm here. We have Entertainment Weekly. They put together a list of the best reality stars of the 2000s. The best reality stars of the 2000s. Take a minute. Think about the ones that you might know.
Jersey Shore. They probably should have 4 or 5.
That's a good one.
Jersey Shore does show up on the list. Very good.
I mean, you know who Ozzy Osbourne is, so it's not him from the
Osbournes, that was significant. That was huge when it came
pretty out. Big. So number 10 on the list. I did not watch him on Survivor. However, I did just watch him on this latest season of The Traitors. Boston Rob Mariano. I didn't know that was his name. He is Survivor legend. He is a very good gamer.
All right.
I didn't know him before he showed up on Traitors, and everybody feared this man when he showed up because he's just that good.
He's that savvy.
He is a chess player. The man knows exactly what it is to do. He knows when he goes into these games, you can't trust anybody but yourself.
Yes.
You can't depend on anybody but yourself. And so he screws over everybody at any opportunity because that's just the kind of capitalistic player that he is. So he
plays
shows up
the game. Yeah, I dig it.
And he's also fun. He brings up some good content. At least on Traitors, he was great content. Some of the clips that I've seen of him on Survivor, and there was another show that he did. I'm not sure which was. I think he came back for Survivor a couple times. But he brings forward good content. He's fun to watch. And he actually got the name. He's Boston Rob. So he actually got that name because when he got on Survivor, there was another guy that was also named Rob, and they wanted to make the distinction. So this guy came up and said, you know what, they usually call me New York Rob, so you can call me New York Rob. The producers didn't like that, so they looked at the other one. They looked at Mariano and was like, you're Boston Rob now.
Yeah. and to be honest with you, if you're from New York and your name has changed to Boston, you absolutely hate that.
Oh, yeah.
100%. From a sports standpoint, without question, you do not want to be affiliated with Boston.
Miles, you wrote him off, but Ozzy Osbourne of the Osbournes shows up at number 9 on the list.
They have to, man. They really, I mean, look, it is what it is, but as far as those types of TV shows go, that show, and thanks Sharon, probably not Ozzy, but that was very pioneering.
Is there any, like, John and Kate Gosling?
Oh, God.
Do they?
Could possibly show up on the list, but currently, no, not here.
Good.
Not here at this point. Oh, honestly, the Osbournes was a little bit early for me. In the 2000s, I was coming into my teenage years, and I was still kind of in that transition between cartoons and the other shows that I wanted to watch, so I didn't...
But you're right, and like, if you knew who Ozzy was, it was crazy to see the show. Yeah, I'm the Prince of Darkness and all that. And you know it's all an act. I get it. But it was cool to see this guy.
Right.
Who, and look, he did not create his persona. The media did.
Right.
He's evil, he's this. But to see this guy like, yeah, okay, hey, cool. Everybody. But if that's what they're going to say, then let's do that.
The Simple Life. Again, these are the best reality stars of the 2000s. You have Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie.
Oh, yeah.
Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie.
Show drove me crazy, but in retrospect, as I get older, like, good for you.
And both
man.
Of those people have matured into decent.
Absolutely.
Not that they weren't decent then, but you kind of like them, hopefully, a little bit more now.
I have so much fun listening to my wife talk about Paris Hilton because she did come out as this ditzy idiot who didn't know anything that just kind of fell into her riches and her fame and whatnot.
Realize she did all of that.
She's savvy she's as hell.
Yeah, no, I'm just like,
that wasn't my cocaine. Hell. That was my friends.
Trista Sutter of The Bachelor and Bachelorette did not see her seasons. Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag of The Hills. Which I didn't watch that show as well.
Guess what? Still alive. Still married. Still doing fine.
No kidding.
They're still married.
They had their home burned down in those fires, but they gave back to the community. They did volunteer work. I mean, I was shocked when I saw a picture like, oh, wow, you guys are still married.
You guys nailed it.
Yeah.
C.T. Tamborello of The Real World Paris. Anybody here watch Real World?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Kelly Clarkson and Justin, I'm going to screw this name up.
Garini.
Of American Idol. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kelly Clarkson, she has her own doggone show.
I guess that's considered a reality show.
Is it, though?
I mean, it is. I mean, you take it more as a competition. Unscripted. And I would say this. American Idol, The Voice, all those types of shows, somewhat scripted, but less scripted than your average, quote-unquote, reality show.
Right.
Right? That's the weird thing about it. You know, it's a competition, so you don't think a reality show. Like you do Survivor, because there is a definitive talent you're chasing as opposed to are you a bigger a-hole than someone else. But yeah, yes. I mean, think about it now, dude. She's doing Wayfair commercials.
Right. She has her own household name, has her own show.
Yeah.
She kills it on doggone vocals, man.
She does.
She is stealing other people's songs. She's making them better. Yes.
I know.
She's making covers and she's crushing every doggone one of them. She's fantastic. She's funny as hell. Not this last year, but the year before that when she did the NFL honors. Her jokes were on point.
She's really good.
She's really great, man. And then Miles, you nailed it with the number one reality star of the 2000s. It is from Jersey Shore. Which of the Jersey Shore people?
I thought it's not all of them.
Okay, it's just a single one of the Jersey Shore that made the best reality star of the 2000s.
Snooki.
Y'all nailed it. It's Snooki. Yeah. It's Snooki. I kind of wish that I had watched Jersey Shore. But it just that was so down-talked in my household that I didn't watch it when I was a kid.
Like anything, you get older, and I'm like, I don't know why I let it bug me.
Those are your annoying friends on the East Coast. There's always somebody from New Jersey who brings their friends when they come in. Basically, that's what you ran into. You're like, who are these jamokes?
Right.
And I was like, where are you from? Tom Schreiber. Yeah. I knew it.
What are you going to watch over the weekend? Over on Apple TV Plus, the second season finale of Severance, and as well as all the late night guys are off this weekend. So no recommendations there. However, I recommend that you guys watch Saturday Night Live. They got Martin Short hosting with special guest Hoosier.
Nice.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. Headlines are coming up next. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A teacher in Indiana really wanted to teach her kids how to scream.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, a magpie wanders through a grocery store looking for cookies and for cream. Southwest flight out of Orlando tries to take off in the taxiway to England where 20 million trees were planted that day. And don't drive around with drugs in your car and have a cardboard license plate. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
Sorry, cut you off there, Miles. Our top story, we go to Florida where the FAA is launching an investigation. A flight bound from Orlando International to Albany has been given clearance from air traffic control to take off. And up until that point, everything was going according to plan. Unfortunately, as the pilot dropped the hammer to take off, the ATC repeated orders to stop and even revoked takeoff clearance. Now, there are several reasons why this could occur, but it wasn't due to any visible mechanical failure nor obstruction of the runway, but because the pilot was still on the taxiway.
Oh.
If you're not familiar with the difference, there are specific roads that planes drive on to get to the actual runway. That's why it takes forever after you leave the gate to actually take off. But attempting a takeoff from the taxiway poses a very real threat of collision with authorities on the ground, other planes, etc. And the FAA has announced that they've launched an investigation into the matter.
Mm. How did both sides screw that up, though? I feel like as a pilot, And the pilot, you're in the driver's seat, right?
Sure.
So you know if you're on I-5 or if you're on the entrance ramp.
Correct.
Right? I mean, they visually can see this, and you're going to a place that's congested with the other planes taking off. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm just saying I don't understand.
It's like,
because
like,
as a passenger, I can look out the window and know if I'm on the taxi lane or if we're on the runway.
I think it's like when you go to a new town and drive for the first time. Sometimes it's a little confusing. Maybe,
sure.
Maybe your first time in the airport.
No two airports are the same.
That looks all right to me.
Well, and I wonder, I'm speculating here. I'm wondering if the plane was taxiing, and have you ever been on a plane where it kind of turns onto the runway and then just drives off?
Right.
I wonder if they were given clearance, like, all right, yeah, you're good to go, to turn onto the runway and take off.
And he misunderstood that.
And he had an open taxiway, so it looks good enough, right? And so off we go. There was obviously miscommunication.
Do you tell the passengers in real time? Like, they can read about this now, but I'm saying if I'm the pilot, like, I'm not telling anybody.
No!
Folks, just checking out the engines there.
Right.
Sorry, ladies.
Come up with anything.
Yeah. Oh, there's a gator on the runway. We had to come back around.
There's a dog, whatever it is, but not, hey, I almost killed everybody.
Is that why they so long on those announcements?
Sometimes I feel like it's like that. Like, there's no way.
How do I think of an excuse?
My father's not a man who likes to make a scene, but my mother says they're on a plane once, and pilot walks on or pops on, and ladies and gentlemen, give us a few moments, we're having a mechanical issue. So that's kind of that, So whatever, they send the mechanics onto the plane. There's two of them. And my father immediately loses his crap and says, they're not going to fix it. They're not going to fix the problem. So now other passengers getting riled up, and I'm like, why would he do that? So it's not him.
What are you doing?
Because my father's a very insightful man. He said, they don't have tools.
They just walked on the plane.
He said they don't have tools. Because they're not going to fix anything on the plane if they
gotcha.
It proved to be true.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's why he was pre-mad. So as he says, he's like, look, understand your situation. He's like, a mechanic without tools is a dude.
Correct.
And he's like,
that is a diagnostic
situation here. Ain't going to fix the plane. And guess what? The dude did not. So he said, they brought him on here to placate us.
Right.
There's something else going on.
Well, let me see what we got over here.
Yeah, he's like, they don't have tools.
In other news, a teacher in Indiana is facing some very serious charges for carrying out a very interesting fantasy. She works at a high school and reportedly was very good about befriending the parents. Uh-huh. Befriending the parents of her students. One of her 13-year-old students reported to authorities that she had picked him up on the way home from school one day after having gotten permission from his parents to stay the night along with a couple of other of his friends of his.
Nope.
That's never a good look.
I mean, look, there's some great teachers at my kid's school, and the kids love them. I love them.
Absolutely.
But I'd be like, no.
What is
it's
the
just
actual,
a bad look.
Right. What is the actual reason that the kid needs to stay the night?
Right.
Anywho, I'm sure she worked it out, but took the boys out to buy them hundreds of dollars worth of clothes before taking them all back to her house and drugged them all with magic mushrooms.
Jesus.
Gee, good God, man.
After the onset, they were propositioned by the teacher to, I'll have some fun. But the only stipulation being is that they needed to wear masks from the movie Scream.
She is a very specific thing.
That, however, is a recent thing. Like, what? Over the last couple of years, like when Spirit Halloween came up, like buying Scream masks became a major thing.
Sure, but not so much for the bedroom.
Yeah, no, for the bedroom, sir.
Oh, my bad.
I don't know what it is, but it is a thing right now.
That and the anonymous mask, I don't know if I could... I don't know if I could...
The Guy Fawkes mask?
Yes.
It depends what the woman looks like.
Well, you can't see her because you're looking at that.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I'd be like, you know what? Let me get a mask.
No, I think she's still doing it. Like, she's still just out there bare, but they're all wearing the
mask. I know that. That's what I'm saying. Having sex with anybody wearing that mask would freak me out.
What mask would not freak you out?
I mean, like, if you put on, like, I don't know.
Like a Farrah Fawcett mask?
Like one of the
Marilyn Monroe.
One of the president's masks or, you know, face coverings.
Just got Reagan sitting there.
Something weird.
I feel like Nixon's the go-to, right?
Having sex
could you do it with a horse mask on, Miles?
Could I? No.
She had a horse mask on.
Wait a minute. Now, we had this debate Wednesday.
Yes. Right?
Would you rather have, what's it?
Basically, the centaur, if you will, or Bojack Horseman. And you guys were all on board for Bojack.
That's Kim Kardashian from the waist down. They just happened to be a horse from the waist up. You and Ted were like, no, man, we want the horse body. But what's her name? It was a cute little blonde.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter from the waist up.
But just in case those stories have the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Wisconsin, where local rescue teams did a little deer wrangling. Reports came in that a family of deer had found themselves in a perilous position, trapped in a partially frozen lake. Knowing that if they were to attempt to reach the deer from the shore, they would do more harm than good by pushing them further out into the water, they instead deployed a drone. They flew the drone from the opposite direction, coming up behind the deer, as it were, and then just effectively coaxed the family of deer safely back to shore.
I wonder if the buck had to listen to the doe. Most of us said,
I told you this is not safe.
You didn't listen.
I don't care that Gary made it across.
Did you see the video of them, of the guy who lassoed them in from the shore?
The little baby that couldn't make it over the rocks?
I mean, once they got them close, there are people on the side, but this guy's got a rope and a lasso. First try, right around the neck.
Zap!
Yanks that damn get it out of the water. I'm like, where's the Wisconsin cowboy? Just randomly hanging out by the lake.
It's good country out there in Wisconsin.
How does that happen?
Hell yeah.
Men's Room Sports are brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What. You've got NBA basketball, spring training baseball featuring your Seattle Mariners, MLS soccer featuring your Seattle Sounders, Major League Rugby featuring your Seattle Seawolves, and NHL hockey featuring your Seattle Kraken, and of course, a whole slate of college tournament hoops all weekend long. Find out where and when to watch all of those games in one convenient location. It is called the Sports on What app. As far as your weather over this weekend, it's going to be rain all weekend long, boys. I'm sorry, but we're expecting nothing better than cloud cover with bouts of rain, and the temperatures are swinging between the lows at the mid to high 40s and the highs in the low to mid 50s. And that is it for your headlines. With that, my talk is out.
Enjoy that till weekend with a six-pack of Men's Room 20th Anniversary Lager or IPA. Jolene's coming up next with more Linkin Park tickets.
Yes, indeed. It's all true, but in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until Monday, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.